You're young. You still think the world's all rainbows and stardust. Funny, since Rust had had a front row seat to most of my life and could serve as a witness that nothing had ever been easy or safe. You know me, just out here living the dream, I quipped. All right, time to stop your yapping and get to work. You see anything interesting down there? Angling the camera on my hat so Rust could get a good look at the thin, broken lines of light moving above the floor, I said. I see a complication. Lasers, huh? You can handle that. What about the target? You got your eyes on it yet? Jobs always made him anxious, but this one more than most. I'm still looking, I said, focusing on the job. Unfortunately, I had no idea what I was looking for. This wasn't my first heist. I'd been enlisted to retrieve other items, but my orders had always included a detailed description and location of the loot. This time, my instructions were to search for a relic of unknown size, shape, and substance, rumored to be hidden somewhere in this treasure room. Curiouser still, my father promised I'd find the item because it would call to me. Call to me? What the hell did that even mean? Opening my mind and senses, I scanned the room, listening. Nothing called to me. Unsurprised, I glanced at the bookcases. Books had a lot to say, and I did feel drawn to them. Did that count? Touch nothing but the artifact or you will die. Didn't leave a whole lot of room for misinterpretation. Fearing imminent failure, my stomach sank. Despair knocked on the door to my headspace. I didn't know if I should kick it to the curb or welcome it in and make a snack.